Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
My father survived Auschwitz. Can you help us? That's one of the emails that we received at Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, I want to talk about this email to kick off our program, but I also want to focus on the VA forcing these shots. It's just a ploy to increase the numbers. But let me begin with this, and it's one of many of these kinds of emails that we have. And it's an email that says, we are Jewish. My father survived Auschwitz. It's now been more than 80 years since her father escaped. A different human medical experiment, but now the stories that he shared to the granddaughter here are playing out here in America. So she actually has a family member. She says, again, we are Jewish. My father survived Auschwitz, which Auschwitz, if you don't know, that's one of the most atrocious death camps in the Nazi regime. Everyone who went to Auschwitz has a tattoo on their forearm, and that tattoo is there permanently. They were a number. Many, many people died in Auschwitz.
You know, I remember when I went to Israel, I went to the museum and saw those, that's so sad, all the victims from that concentration camp.
Oh, it's awful.
It's just awful.
Well, this email goes on. It says, we always had the childhood vaccines, but this one is different, this person writes us. She says, she asked, what if something happens to the people forced to take the injection just to keep their job? What happens if they can't work anymore, if something happens to them, even death? And she says, can you help us? I mean, those are the kind of pleas, Holly, that we're getting from people around the country, and it's heartbreaking. And, you know, the VA came out and they said,
I sent an email to all the employees mandating the shot.
You got to get the shot. You got 8 weeks to do it. Otherwise, you'll be terminated.
Well, we issued a press release after that saying that forcing federal employees violated the Emergency Youth Authorization Law and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, among other laws.
And then what happened is the secretary, then they launched a website that provides a form. And that form allows them just to check a box to have a religious exemption. But you know what? They didn't make any announcement about it. They knew that they were violating federal law. They knew that they would be sued. We got a lot of calls from VA workers. And these are primarily working in the healthcare because the VA works with the Veterans Administration here, works with healthcare. It's the largest healthcare entity. It's the T-38 employees. And they're all over the country. It's the largest healthcare group in the nation. They're working with veterans. And these are doctors, nurses, dentists, healthcare workers, anesthesiologists, you name it, they're in the healthcare industry.
But you know, the secretary had the gall to write in this email, whenever a veteran or a VA employee sets foot in a VA facility, they deserve to know that we have done everything in our power to protect them from COVID-19. With this mandate, we can once again make and keep that fundamental promise. And the mandate gave each employee 8 weeks to comply, and the employees would receive 4 hours of paid administrative leave after demonstrating they had gotten the shot, like you have to show your little card or whatever. Well, what good is that if they end up with adverse effects or even death?
Yeah, no, it's not.
What good is that?
Well, these healthcare workers, they've worked for 18 months or so in the line of fire, put their lives on the line, even their families, because they're going into work, they're coming back. They don't know a lot about the COVID virus because there's a lot of misinformation, corrected information that had been passed around, still being passed around about it. And they went and they put their lives on line. That's what they do. That's what these people do every single day. They go out and put their lives on the line. They help people. And they also know that, as we know from public records request, FOIA request, that they've also treated many veterans who have gone out and gotten the shot, and those veterans have either died or they've come back after they got the shot and they've had adverse injuries and they're having to treat these people. So these healthcare workers are on the front line and they're seeing people with COVID and they're seeing people injured because of the shots.
And the injuries are worse than people with COVID.
And because the injuries can be lifelong and debilitating because they're very, very serious, many of them. And so they've made a decision, we're not going to get the shots. And for the secretary under Biden to force these healthcare workers to get these shots and not even mention to them that they have an opt-out for religious freedom is reprehensible. So we pushed back right away. We sent a press release, like you said. We outlined the federal law that it's contrary to the emergency use authorization law that says that you have, quote, the option to accept or refuse, close quote, these shots. Very clear. Can't be more clear than that. And also, for these federal workers, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act clearly applies, and they have that protection along with other laws that protect them.
Right.
So then they secretly put up a web page, and all you have to do is check the box that you have a sincerely held religious objection. You don't have to even go any further than that, and you're opted out.
You don't even have to tell your supervisor what the reason is. But you know, Matt, if you really want to protect the veterans, why aren't you making these therapeutics that are effective, have been effective for many, many years? Why aren't you making them available to these veterans if you really want to help them and keep them safe?
Yeah, I mean, we knew before COVID that hydroxychloroquine was very effective at treating very similar conditions. We now know clearly that hydroxychloroquine is very effective. So is ivermectin, particularly when given at the proper dosages.
And inexpensive.
It's inexpensive. You do it early, and it has a very good ability to help people. And it's very inexpensive. But and those drugs have been around for years, and those
many,
could have been
years.
Those could have been the emergency use authorization rather than remdesivir.
Right, but so, those, you know, like Fauci aren't getting money from it, so follow that. You know?
So Fauci then and the CDC came out with, well, remdesivir back in the fall of 2020 is going to be the authorized drug. Well, remdesivir is like $3,500 a pill, whereas hydroxychloroquine is like maybe $10 or so a pill, or even less in some cases. It was widely known, and it was out there. It was very effective. And now we know that remdesivir has side effects such as kidney and liver problems. And if you have any kidney or liver problems, you can actually drown, unfortunately. Yeah. And they don't even tell you that.
Right.
And some of the studies are coming out. In fact, the first five studies that came out with remdesivir, actually in 2020, all five of them had either liver or kidney damage as a result of remdesivir. And that's the one that Fauci put out there, rather than hydroxychloroquine, rather than ivermectin. They crushed it because we would not have had the need for any kind of shot. But so the secretary says, well, it's safe and effective. Well, let me tell you, we have more people who have died from the COVID shots in 7 months than all the collective people from all the vaccine deaths combined over the previous 31 years. That's correct. Well, is it effective? Well, let's look at the UK. The British Health Ministry reports that 87.2% of active COVID cases are among, quote, fully vaccinated, close quote, people. 87.2%. So is that effective? No. But Israel also points to the same thing, that many, many people who are fully immunized, that's their word, are getting the COVID variant. In fact, 64.5% of those hospitalized and 67% of seriously ill people with COVID were, quote, fully immunized with both shots. So you look at these breakthrough cases around the country, and you have the same thing in Provincetown, Massachusetts, 72% of those that have come down with the Delta variant fully immunized. Let's move over to Iceland. Iceland has a very high rate of people who have gotten the shots. Look at how many people on their chart. In fact, we actually have worldwide charts for all these countries on our website, lc.org/vaccine. You can go down to breakthrough cases, and you'll find this. You can look at any nation. Look at what's happening. So you can't blame Florida because Florida has less restrictive policies. Because what's happening is some of the most outbreaks in the country are in very restrictive states. Moreover, you go to these very highly vaccinated countries around the world and even in places in the United States, and they're getting the COVID Delta variant.
Do your research.
Yeah, it's neither safe nor effective. But either way, it should not be forced. No matter whether it was safe and effective, maybe it would be perfectly fine, still should not be forced on anyone. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Click on the legal help tab if you're being coerced or forced, or go to lc.org/vaccine for more information on this issue and much more.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.